Well, who's opened presents so far today? Don't be shy. I shall come amongst you. Come on, yes. What have we got here? Gloves.
Yes.
Gloves and a short sleeve shirt.
Yes, from from my daughter.
Very good.
Because they know I'm always feeling cold, always, even in summer.
Right.
So I've got this hook. Get me on through the summer.
What a thoughtful present. And have you opened any presents so far?
Yeah,
yes, come on.
A onesie.
A onesie. Is it an amusing onesie?
Yeah, it's like a bunny
onesie. A bunny one. Okay, I think let's hold it up. Come on. We won't ask you to put it on. Should we have to put it on? No, we won't embarrass you. Talking of embarrassment, what about you two? Come on, what have you got?
A UFO.
A flying UFO. Good. Well, I say good. I mean, I'm sure it is good. So, and what is it? You obviously haven't had it out of the box yet, have you?
No.
No, that'll be something for this afternoon. And soap.
Yeah, soap and Gloria.
Right. Is that because you're dirty? Or? No. It's posh soap, isn't it? I can see. You brought it wrapped.
It might be interesting to unwrap it.
Yes.
It's a joint present.
A joint present. Yeah. Come on then.
It's from the cat.
Okay. Right. So we're now going to see how you react to this. This could be a new tradition, actually opening presents in church on Christmas Day. A present from the cat. It's not cat food. No. It's a game. The logo board game. I don't know of this. Is it a, it's
really
a great game? Okay.
Yeah,
oh, right. Ah. The only game Frank will play.
That's a, I don't believe that.
That's a,
I don't believe that.
There's a recommendation there. Great. Well, we'll find out how that goes in future weeks. Any presents down here? Anyone around here? Oh, William. William's got a very smart jumper on there, actually. Something of Starsky and Hutch about it. No, it's not. Hasn't got the right sort of necklace. So, no, you've got a caravan. Can you say what else have you got? What else have you got? Can you say it?
Cars.
A caravan and a car.
Yes.
Is that like Daddy's car?
Yes.
Is it? Excellent. Very good. And where are you going to go on your... Are you going to go on holiday in your caravan?
Yes.
Yes. Good. You'll have to shrink a bit, though, won't you? Have we got some...
I don't know whether... Yeah, and there's a ball under the chair.
What a ball.
Whose ball?
Hello, whose ball is this? Is this your ball, Muriel? No, it's not. There's a little girl down here. Hello, is this your ball? And you've got a truck and something to make a noise with as well. Excellent. So you can, we're going to be singing a song in a minute, and you can rattle that. That will go really well. That will go really well. And what have we got here? Is that a little bag?
What is it?
What is it? Does it open? It's got a lock on it, though, so it's got secret things. Is that we're going to keep all your secret things? Maybe. You're thinking about that. Ball. Oh, that's good. Good. Anyone else would like to... Chris has got a jumper on. Come on, Chris.
I don't know if anyone didn't see it.
If anyone didn't see it, hardly. I think everyone's seen it, haven't they? Come on. How about that? Look at that. Very good. Excellent. Anyone else want to be humiliated? No? Oh, yes. Gaz wants to be humiliated. Good. Come on, then. What have you got to show?
Right. Nice new belt.
A nice new belt, right. Good.
A nice new...
A wallet. Oh, a phone case.
Just the case, yeah.
Right. Excellent. Well, you look incredibly smart today. You're on shift. Excellent. Good. We like our stewards to be smart. Very good. Well, I'm sure some people are going to be opening their presents a little later. And so let's give thanks for all that we have received, that we will receive, and we maybe won't receive, but we hope we might. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day, and we thank you for the giving and receiving of presents. We thank you that you are a gift to us. And we thank you that we can share in that gift giving to one another. And we thank you for the thought that has gone into the presents that we'll receive. And we thank you for the joy that they'll bring. And We, of course, remember those who will not be receiving presents today, and we think of those who will be receiving the presents that we gave to the St. Albans and Hartsmere Women's Refuge. And we pray for those children and those mums today as well. We pray for peace. In Jesus' name, amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, I want to show you some pictures this morning. First of all, some pictures of people who look like their pets. Here we are. There's a young lady there who looks very like her spaniel. I think that probably is. Can we see the next one, please? I've not seen a dog with an expression like that. There we are, a poodle with a lady with poodle hair, I guess. And the next one. Oh. And then there's somebody who looks like a guinea pig. And then there are also people who look like other people. There are professional lookalikes, aren't there? And so let's see some of these. Now, I had to look twice to work out whether this was the lookalike or not the lookalike. Let's see the next one. I think that's the real one. That's Claudio Ranieri. Yes, thank you. Yeah. I mean, that is an extraordinary likeness, isn't it, that the first chap there. And we have another one here. And looks a bit like Katie, doesn't it? Yes. And there's the real Adele there. But there are some lookalikes that really don't look very much alike at all. See if you can work out who these are. Any ideas? These are professional lookalikes, okay? Right, let's see the next one, and then you'll see who they're supposed to be. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Yes, I don't know how much work those two get, but I wouldn't think it's a huge amount. And then there's this one. Who do you think that is? Yes, it is David Cameron, yes. But not a wonderful likeness, really, but there we are. And then there's this one. Any idea who this one might be? Or who his lookalike might be? Let's see the next one. Yes, it's Inspector, Lieutenant Commander Worf from Star Trek. The one before, and let's see them both together. There we are. The first one is Nicholas, of Bishop of Myrna, and the one on the right is the Klingon Lieutenant Commander Worf, son of Morg, from the Star Trek series. Who would know that a bishop from the 4th century was, in fact, a Klingon? But there we are. All those theories of aliens that have come to Earth are obviously true. I'm going to come back to the good bishop in just a few moments. But first of all, I want to tell you about a carol that we nearly always sing on Christmas Day, and we're going to be singing it a little later this morning. It's translated from Latin. And so if it's translated from Latin, it's got to be old, hasn't it? Well, we might think that, but it's actually not. As carols go, it's one of the newer ones. The carol I'm thinking about is O Come All Ye Faithful, or in Latin, Adeste Fidelis. In 1745, a Roman Catholic man called John Wade fled to France to escape persecution of Roman Catholics in England. And he ended up working at the Abbey at Douai, where he got a job copying scrolls of music. A few years later, he produced out of these scrolls the carol Adeste Fidelis. And while it was assumed it was something the monks had been singing for donkey's years, it actually seems more likely that he'd written it himself. Now, move forward about 50 years, and lots of French people came to Britain to also escape from persecution in France, and they brought Adeste Fidelis with them. Frederick Oakley, an English clergyman, translated it into English, and it became eventually, "O come, all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant." O come, all ye faithful. Who is being summoned to Bethlehem to adore Jesus? Well, it's the faithful. It's those who experience the triumph. Well, who are the faithful? Well, in one sense, the faithful are those who keep the faith. The faithful are those who believe in eventual victory, even in dark days. The faithful are those who never give up hope. Even when 9 wickets are down, Jimmy Anderson's just come in and there's still half a day to last. In another sense, the faithful are also those who are true to the truth, who stand fast for what is right, even in the face of scorn and rejection and persecution. They hold the true faith without compromise. They know that while there are many things Christians can believe, there are some core things that Christians must believe to be Christian at all. Which is how we get back to Nicholas, one of the bishops of the church in the 4th century. In AD 325, the Roman Emperor Constantine called together around 300 leaders of the Christian church to meet in the city of Nicaea, now in modern-day Turkey. The purpose of the meeting was to discuss a number of important matters. There was an agenda that they needed to tackle. But perhaps the most important issue was the question, who is Jesus? And alongside Nicholas and the others, there was a church leader called Arius. And he was the leader of a group who insisted that Jesus was created by God, and therefore not God in human flesh, but more like a superman. And they were willing to agree that Jesus was the best man who'd ever lived. They agreed that Jesus was sent in a very special way from God. They even agreed that Jesus is the Son of God, in the sense that God was so pleased with Jesus' performance that he made him his son by adoption. But they insisted that Jesus could never be considered to be God. Others who were there did insist that Jesus is in fact God. God in human flesh. And is, in fact, of the same substance, the same stuff of God himself. And these were the ones who were willing to stand firm to the truth, as it had clearly been revealed they believed in God's word. Nicholas, Bishop of Myrna, was faithful and had a passion for the truth. In fact, at one point in the debate, Nicholas became so passionate that he actually walked over and slapped Arius across the face. And he was almost kicked out of the conference for that. But after sentencing Nicholas to a spell in the cells, the emperor allowed him to apologize and stay. And I think we've got a picture of the slapping incident here. There we are. We've got Arius on the right there and Nicholas on the left, and then Constantine sitting in his throne. So, the emperor allowed Nicholas to stay and be part of the conference. But he was a passionate man and not willing to refrain from violence in this situation. Maybe that's where the idea of Santa Claus, knowing if you've been naughty or nice, comes from. Who knows? But Nicholas was one of the faithful. He stood for the truth at Nicaea, and the truth prevailed. And the council developed the best known creed of the Christian church. Now, in our church, we tend not to say creeds. In most Baptist churches, that's the case. But we do sometimes sing them. And when we sing at the end of our service, "O come all ye faithful," we're going to sing words that make it clear who Jesus is. True God of true God, light from light eternal, Son of the Father, begotten, not created. So come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And so we come. We come joyful and triumphant to a very unlikely place of victory. We come to a food trough in a small village in a backward land. We come to Bethlehem. And we come because, against all human expectation, God has chosen to show himself in such a place and in such a way at such a time. And we come because the God of love and mercy offers life to us and through us all these years later. We aren't outsiders to this victory. We are the faithful, the joyful, and the triumphant. And our proper response to the invitation is to come and adore, to come and rejoice, to come and to celebrate. Amen. God with us, God one of us, be born again in us this Christmas. May our will be as Mary's, saying yes to your ways, our mind as Joseph's, open to your unfolding revelation. May our voice be as the angels, joyfully proclaiming the good news, our knees as the animals, quietly bent in adoration. May our feet be as the shepherds, eagerly running to find you, our hands as the wise men's, offering up all that we have. And may our heart be as the manger, poor yet containing heaven's greatest treasure. Our life as the stable, hallowed and expanded by your presence. God with us, God one of us, be born again in us this Christmas. And as we think of Mary, we pray for all mothers today, for those for whom motherhood has brought joy, for those who've struggled with the responsibility, for those whose children are ill, for those who have been separated from those they gave birth to, and for those women unable to have children. God of the stable and of every home, shed light in darkness and bring hope, joy, and peace. Remembering Joseph, we pray for all fathers struggling to provide for their children, for those rejoicing as they watch their children grow. God of the stable and of every home, shed light in darkness and bring joy, hope, and peace. And we pray for all those newly born as they develop and discover and learn and grow into little people. We pray for all children celebrating the joy of Christmas. We pray for those in danger. We pray for those who long for a safe home. God of the stable and of every home, shed light in darkness and bring joy, hope, and peace. And we pray for ourselves and for those whom we love. We pray for our families, our friends, our homes. May they be filled with understanding, acceptance, filled with love, and filled with the spirit of Christmas. Amen. Then spread the table, clear the hall, and celebrate till day is done. Let peace go deep within us all, and joy be shared by everyone. Laugh and make merry with your friends, and praise the love that never ends. Amen.